see if I can get some help.
Thank you.
Good evening. If I'm not going to be saying the numbers for these songs, so just follow along in your bulletin, except for the first one, 212. So let's stand.
Thank you. Friends, welcome to University Mennonite Church. Welcome to this Christmas Eve service, a service of nine lessons and carols. This is a special moment in our annual church calendar. It's a time when our hearts turn to the promise of Jesus Christ here on earth. It's a season of hope, love, joy, and peace. It's a time where we savor all that we have been given, and a time where we reach out beyond ourselves to extend comfort to those who are in need. It's a season that brings with it the joy and tension of family gatherings, the appreciation of the meaningful relationships in our lives, and the awareness that there are many with whom we still need to find healing. A few years ago, Christian author and blogger Rachel Held Evans wrote an article for CNN on the arrival of Jesus into the world, and the tension of that moment in our times. In her piece, Held Evans expressed the following about the incarnation of Jesus. Rachel wrote, "The doctrine of the incarnation holds that the God of the universe, in his love for humanity, emptied himself of his power and became human like us in the form of Jesus. The word incarnation literally means to make into flesh and refers to the Apostle John's teaching that the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us." It's from a scripture passage which, coincidentally, Gloria will read for us later in our service this evening. Rachel continues, "No one has ever seen God, but Jesus has made him known. In other words, if you want to know what God is like, look at Jesus. Jesus, who was born as an oppressed minority in an occupied land. Jesus, who was an immigrant. Jesus, who surrounded himself with the poor, the sick, the marginalized, and the untouchables. Jesus, who was criticized by the religious for hanging out with sinners. Jesus, who treated women with dignity and respect. Jesus, who taught his disciples to love their enemies, to give without expecting anything in return, to overcome evil with love. Jesus who suffered, Jesus who wept, Jesus who, while hanging on a Roman cross, said, 'Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.'" Quaker theologian Elton Trueblood put it this way, "The historic Christian doctrine of the divinity of Christ does not simply mean that Jesus is like God. It's far more radical than that. It means that God is like Jesus. It means that God suffers, God forgives, God fellowships with the poor, God cares for the sick, God loves his enemies. Even when there's nothing left in our faith but a little seed of hope, that hope is the incarnation. In the radical teaching that God loved us enough to become like us, and that when God wanted to show us what he was like, God showed us Jesus." Friends, this Christmas Eve we remember again the coming Messiah, that God showed us Jesus. Please join me in prayer. God of mystery, may our Christmas season be a time of reconciliation and peace. May the love of Christ be with us. May his peace surround us. May our Christmas time be a time of healing, of giving, and sharing. May your Spirit be with us as we enter into the story of Jesus' birth so long ago. It's in your name that we pray. Amen.
I'll be reading Genesis 3, chapters 14 through 24. The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all cattle and above all wild animals. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." To the woman he said, "I will greatly multiply your pain in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children, yet your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." And to Adam he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth to you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. You are dust, and to dust you shall return." The man called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. And the Lord God made for Adam and for his wife garments of skins and clothed them. Then the Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat, and shall live forever." Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. He drove out the man, and at the east of the Garden of Eden he placed the cherubim and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life.
Our second reading is taken from Genesis 22, verses 1 and 2, and verses 9 through 18. After these things, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham," and he said, "Here I am." He said, "Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I shall show you." When they came to the place that God had shown him, Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. Abraham went and took the ram and offered it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said to this day, "On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you, and I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of their enemies, and by your offspring shall all the nations of the earth gain blessing for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice."
Thank you. This reading is from Isaiah 9, verses 1 and 2 and 5 through 7. But there will be no gloom for those who were in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he will make glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Isaiah 11, 1 to 4a and 6 to 10. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf shall live with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. And Micah 5, verse 2. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, you who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days.
Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 38. The birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his word and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angels said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child be born." Will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
And I'll read Luke 1:46-55. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely, from now until all generations will I be called blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. And holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength in his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to the ancestors, to Abraham and his descendants forever."
Thank you. At that time, a proclamation was made by Caesar Augustus that all the inhabited world should be registered. This was the first census undertaken while Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And everybody went to the town of his birth to be registered. Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to David's town Bethlehem in Judea, because he was a direct descendant of David, to be registered with his future wife, Mary, now in the later stages of pregnancy. So it happened that it was while they were in Bethlehem that she came to the end of her time. She gave birth to her first child, a son. And as there was no place for them inside the inn, she wrapped him up and laid him in a manger.
Thank you. I'll be reading Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 16. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day, to the city of David, a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger.
I will be reading Matthew 2, 1 through 11. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? for we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. Gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, land of Judea, are by no means least among the leaders of Judea. For out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod secretly called the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the child. And when you have found him, report to me so that I too may come and worship him. After hearing the king, they went their way, and the star which they had seen in the east went on before them until it came and stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Thank you. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that had been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. Therefore came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all people might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every person was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all those who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children not born of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and lived in a while among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Friends, it's been wonderful to be here together this evening. And I'd ask if you're able to stand with me for a sending prayer of blessing. Use your own discretion with the flames in your hands. These words are taken from African-American theologian and civil rights leader Howard Thurman from two poems he wrote that can be found in a compilation called The Mood of Christmas and Other Celebrations. So if you'll join with me in our sending blessing. Where refugees seek deliverance that never comes and the heart consumes itself as if it would live, where children age before their time and life wears down the edges of the mind, where the old man sits with a mind grown cold while bones and sinew, blood and cell go slowly down to death, where fear companions each day's life and perfect love seems long delayed, Christmas is waiting to be born. In you, in me, in humankind. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among people, to make music in the heart. You may now extinguish your candle and please go in peace. Return them in the lobby for us. Merry Christmas.